I had watched Venezuela for many years. It was a classic example of a country that rose from rags to riches as a result of oil. It was also a model of the turmoil oil wealth foments, of the disequilibrium between rich and poor, and of a country shamelessly exploited by the corporatocracy. It had become the epitome of a place where old-style EHMs like me converged with the new-style corporate version. The events I read about in the newspaper that day at Ground Zero were a direct result of the 1998 elections, when the poor and disenfranchised of Venezuela elected Hugo Chavez by a landslide as their president. He immediately instituted drastic measures, taking control of the courts and other institutions and dissolving the Venezuelan Congress. He denounced the United States for its shameless imperialism, spoke out forcefully against globalization, and introduced a hydrocarbons law that was reminiscent, even in name, to the one Jaime Roldós had brought to Ecuador shortly before his helicopter went down. The law doubled the royalties charged to foreign oil companies. Then Chavez defied the traditional independence of the state-owned oil company, Petróleos de Venezuela, by replacing its top executives with people loyal to him. Venezuelan oil is crucial to economies around the world. In 2002, the nation was the world's fourth largest oil exporter and the number three supplier to the United States. Petróleos de Venezuela, with 40,000 employees and $50 billion a year in sales, provides 80% of the country's export revenue. It is by far the most important factor in Venezuela's economy. By taking over the industry, Chavez had thrust himself onto the world stage as a major player. Many Venezuelans saw this as destiny, the completion of a process that began 80 years earlier. On December 14, 1922, a huge oil blowout had gushed from the earth near Maracaibo. 100,000 barrels of crude sprayed into the air each day for the next 3 days. And this single geologic event changed Venezuela forever. By 1930, the country was the world's largest oil exporter. Venezuelans looked to oil as a solution to all their problems. Oil revenues during the next 40 years enabled Venezuela to evolve from one of the most impoverished nations in the world to one of the wealthiest in Latin America. All of the country's vital statistics improved: healthcare, education, employment, longevity, and infant survival rates. Businesses prospered. During the 1973 OPEC oil embargo, petroleum prices skyrocketed and Venezuela's national budget